Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1578. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Lufur Shalema Rina Li Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Anina. Lufur Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay. We have been talking about, of course, we're in the category of Chasar and Kis. Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. And we are discussing the status of paper, regular plain paper. Now, the Dirsha does bring down other different types of paper. Sometimes you have, let's say somebody's an artist, so they have special papers that they work with, or possibly they're in the middle of a picture and these different types of things. So that, they're very particular. Obviously, it shouldn't be used for anything else. So all that will be chaser and kiss, we understand, or special type of papers. But we're discussing right now, plain papers, plain writing papers a person uses to write Chedushei Torah, and, you know, they it's a usable plain piece of paper. Paper, plain smooth piece of paper that the person uses, and especially, obviously, moreover, they're using it for their learning and so on. So we saw from the Mishnah Berurah, it's chasar and kis, that how precious it is. We saw Rav Moshe said nobody in their right mind is going to throw out a piece of paper. We said others also. Now we started talking about last year at the end. We saw that there are those who say it's not chasar and kis, a regular plain piece of paper. We brought from Rav Eliyashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Dirshu. We were working out of the Dirshu in our Simin Shinches, Ois number 6. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliyashiv, others said it's not. Okay, so now there is there anything else that it could be classified as? So we said, first of all, we said, as far as classifying as something else besides chasar and kis, we said some could be possibly muksa, klisha malachta le'isr, because it's used for an isr. And also, there are actually those who want to say, the Dirshu doesn't bring down the names, it just says that those who say, she'asa l'taltal niyar, this smooth piece of paper, right, he brings down this niyar cholak type thing, so he brings it down, mitam she'ein lay teres kli. It's not a kli bechlal, it's sort of like money. Right, it's like a rock. It's nothing. It's not. You can't use it, but it's not. It's nothing. It's not even like klisha malachta le'isr. If you'll say the pen is klisha malachta le'isr. Right, that's what we use for writing. But the paper, whatever, it could be used for anything. But it's not a usable type thing for Shabbos. But then you can muksa machmas gufay. So some want to say it's actually muksa machmas gufay, which is very similar to chasar and kis as far as the guidelines. When it's klisha malachta le'isr, you're allowed to move it. We're going to see something that classifies as klisha malachta le'isr. You're allowed to move it as far as gufay mekaymai, right? You need a place, you need a thing to do something that's allowed to be done. But muksa machmas gufay and muksa machmas chasar and kis, those two categories can't be moved regularly. You can move it tilt up a gufay with one's body, like with their elbows or whatever, with certain situations, which we'll see. But just sound like this, one cannot move it. Okay, so that's basically the guidelines that we'll be going through. And now I want to just go through, obviously, I want to go through the halacha lemaisa, what do we do from the English forum, how they bring it down, lemaisa, how to work with it, as far as how do I work with a piece of paper as far as in by itself, just a plain piece of paper, what about if it's in a notebook, and so on, how do we look at it, and where do we go from here? Okay. So I just want to read from there's a beautiful new English Mishnah Berurah that's coming out from the Or Olam. They're sort of like redoing the old, not redoing, but they're doing it their own style. Used to be many years ago, the old Feldheim Mishnah Berurahs in English, you're talking about 40, 50 years ago, and now they're redoing the English Mishnah Berurah, obviously on a totally, totally different level with the Haintika Poiskim and different type of things. So Babir Azameda coming out with volume after volume is a very, very good thing to have. But he brings down over here, I just want to go through real quickly, he brings down from the one more important sheet to which we do have to mention from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim was from the main Achronim of Klal Yisrael, right? So he says that because writing paper, he brings this on number G in Shin Ches, because writing paper is used exclusively for writing, one is careful to avoid damaging it. Okay, fine, that's what we know. Therefore, this would, the object it's used for would not be used for other purposes. But he brings from the Prima Gadim, we spoke about what klisha malachta le'isr. It might be klisha malachta le'isr, right? That we could classify it as a status of like a radio, you know, something that's not allowed to be used on Shabbos. So from the Prima Gadol explains that that paper is muksa only if one opposes using it for purposes other than writing. In other words, I'm not going to use it for something else, right? But he brings from the Prima Gadol, such as let's say nobody's going to use it. Let's say their bottle, they need a bottle. Their bottle's open. They don't have a cover, so they'll stuff in a piece of paper. Fine. So he says if somebody uses it as plugging up a flask. Right, and they're not opposed to such a usage, so then it would not be muksa machmas chaser and kiss. You can't say that type of paper is muksa machmas chaser and kiss if I'm going to use the paper to plug up a hole in my bottle, right? I'm not talking about the wall. I'm talking about just a bottle. I have to close the bottle. I don't have the cover. I'll stick in a piece of paper. So how could you say it's machmas chaser and kiss, that it's so precious that it won't be used? You see that you do use it. So the Prima Gadol, he brings this down from the Prima Gadol. Then he says, so what would it classify as? Then, if that's the case, it wouldn't be machmas chaser and kiss. It is, however, classified as klisha melachta le'iser. He does say, but it would be klisha melachta le'iser since its main usage is for writing. So once it's klisha melachta le'iser, you could say, well, if I want to stuff up my bottle, you're allowed to stuff up the bottle for my cover. So then it's clear, if it's something is klisha melachta le'iser, you're allowed to use it for the place, if you need a place, or for the thing itself, it's allowed. It's stuffing up a bottle is allowed. So if you're going to use the stuff up a bottle, so we'll tell you that it's klishim alach tila iser, and not chaser and kiss. But if you talk a makbid that it shouldn't be moved or used for because it might get damaged, then it would be chaser and kiss. Otherwise, it would be klishim alach. I'm sorry, it would be klishim alach tila leheter. If somebody uses paper just down in the Weltaran for anything, whatever, I stuff up the bottle, I do this, I do that. So then it's still muksa, but klishim alach. This again from the Prima Gadol. I want to make it clear from a lot of shittas we're going through, because we want to set it up and then go halacha l'maisa, not just time to say what's paper. If we have an understanding what it's all about in the background, we'll remember it better, and this is how we learn together. We're learning together. So l'maisa, that's what the Prima Gadol says. It depends how you look at it. If you look at it and you're going to use it just time for anything, to stuff up a bottle, this and that, fine. So then we're going to tell you klisha melachta le'iser, but if you're going to tell me that you're machbid, so then we'll say it's machmas chaser and kiss. So that's how he brings it down over here. Then he brings down Ramosha, like we said, and then he brings down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha, so that rules that a sheet of paper is not muksa, since it will not necessarily be used for writing. Okay, we'll talk about that in upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.